Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday morning, May 5th, 2011. It is now about 6:33 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Liberty Talk Radio. Our call-in number is 800, toll-free, 800-888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. Of course, we welcome your email anytime to comments@libertytalkradio.com. We also have a direct line. If you're using a cell phone, you can even use our direct line, 646-652-4620. Folks, we are starting late this morning. I don't know. I guess my clock was wrong or something, but I am just way out of whack at this point in time. I'm just all out of kilter. Let me just finish up my introductions here. I encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, sutton-associates.net. In his newsletters, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. Folks, it's very important, and it's becoming more and more important every single day. Liberty Talk Radio is now available via iTunes for your listening convenience, and now also on Twitter. Lastly, I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. And you'll notice also on the website there is a little map. If you can, indicate from where you are listening. We don't call you back, or we don't want any information from you. We just want to know where our listeners are from. You see little dots there. Not many people do that, but it's kind of neat. You know, we have people from Tulsa all over the world listening, and there's little pins all over the map. That's all it is. A fun thing. Okay. Good morning, everyone. I am late this morning. I didn't even know I was late. I was just preparing. Actually, what's happening is that my computer is not working well. It's sick. It gets sick every once in a while. And this time, it takes like 5 minutes to start up. It says, you know, loading, you know, updates and whatever, and nothing ever updates, and it takes about 5 minutes, and that's why I was late this morning. I guess I have to call the computer man once again to see if he can fix that for me so I don't have this delay. I was running late this morning anyway because my back was bothering me, and I had to straighten out my back and do some back exercises, and I think that took a little bit more time than usual. Enough of that. Well, good morning, everyone. This is Liberty Talk Radio. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano. This morning, we will discuss peace through war. I always thought that was kind of an interesting concept. I never really understood it myself, not because I was being arbitrary or something, but I never said it, peace through war. It just never made any sense to me. But before we do that, of course, the big item on the agenda this week was obviously the killing, supposedly for I think the ninth time, of Osama bin Laden. And you know, I just like to weigh in on that. I'm not going to talk about that whole thing and and repercussions and whether or not it was right, you know, I mean, whether or not, what he'll do with his political career and all that. But, you know, we have a very, very, very sick country, folks, a very, very sick country. You know, here we are, folks, you know, applauding the death of another human being. You know, I just have a lot of problems with that. A lot of problems. You know, we are celebrating that we killed somebody. You know, where the hell have we come as a country? You know, not much these days makes sense to me, and it's really affecting me mentally and I think physically, because it doesn't make any sense. It's like I'm in a world that I do not want to live in. you know, we always talk about we're a peace-loving nation and, you know, we care. And the sanctity of life, we talk about the sanctity of life. And we go so far is that if a manufacturer puts out a product and one person cuts their finger on the product, they go, oh, and we have thousands of pages of regulations on that one thing so no one else scratches their finger on that product again, and that'll solve all the problems because of the sanctity of life and health and well-being, and we care. You know, my God, we are nuts. We are just absolutely crazy nuts. Now, I'm not saying Osama bin Laden's a nice guy. I'm not going there at all. Please don't go there on this conversation. You know, well, that, yeah, I'm glad, you know, he killed all those people. Forget about that stuff. I'm just saying the act of what we do, our reaction is what bothers me. Our reaction is that we kill someone and we take to the streets celebrating. I don't understand that. I say, well, you know, he did this and that, and, you know, we finally got back to him. Yeah. You know, come on, would you please? You know, do you know, we don't even have evidence. We have no evidence that he was responsible. Now, if he was smart, if he wanted to be a smart leader of a movement, he'd say, yeah, I did it. Yeah, that was me, man. Hey, I got those guys. You know, that puts him in prominence. You know, let me put it, hold on a second. Let me get a swig of water here. Let me put it this way. Let's assume a person goes to a police station, right? Walks in, says, I want to speak to the sergeant or whomever. Yeah, I say, hey, sergeant, you know, I want to tell you something. You know, I'm a mass murderer. I've murdered about 47 people. I lost count after 45, I'll be honest with you. I've murdered so many people. You know, the reason why I did it, man, it was fun. You know, I just thought it was fun. No reason, you know, people innocent. I just killed them, you know. And just want to let you know that. And you see all those people on board? Yeah, I killed all those people you got on board. You know, people you're, you know, trying to find it. I killed them all. Would they put a gun to my head and shoot me? No. Not my head, but they got a person's head, you know. No. They would take the person, and they say, okay, sign the statement, show us some evidence. They ask, I say, prove it to me. And I'd have to sort of give some leading evidence, something that would lead them to believe that what I'm telling them is not garbage. So, after I show them some stuff and lead them to believe, hey, this guy may be telling the truth. Not me, I'm sorry, a guy. I'm not a mass murderer. And they say, okay, we're going to detain you for a while. And what do they do next? They say, well, do you have a lawyer? If not, you don't have one. One will be appointed for you. No, the guy just admitted that he killed all these people. He showed evidence that he did. You know, how come they didn't go, boom, shoot him. They take the 38 out, boom, or whatever they carry these days, their Glock 45, boom, shoot him in the head. You know? No, they don't do that. No, they detain him, you know, just because they just can't let him go, because that's irresponsible. So they put him in there. This guy may be a nutcase or whatever, you know. And then, even if they're sure that this guy really killed all these people, they give him a lawyer, and then they put him on trial. And then once he's on trial, you know, he's given the benefit of the doubt. So I'm saying, this is our system. Now, we never brought Osama bin Laden to trial. We never did that. All we did was go over there and kill him. You know, I don't understand the double standard. I don't understand what we do. And then we applaud it. But, you know, what bothers me more than anything else is the fact that we never asked the question, why did they take airplanes and fly them into the World Trade Center? Why? You've got to ask, why did they do that? Now, if they were doing it in retaliation, don't you think it's a different story? Don't you think if we went there and did something to them, and in utter frustration, they had no way to fight this behemoth, you know, empire that we have, and so they decided to come back and do it whichever way they could, they're going to get back at us. If that was the case, If that was the case, I'm saying if that was the case, wouldn't flying the airplanes into the World Trade Center just even the score? Think about that. They were evening the score. Now, we can't think that way. You see, we don't say, wait a minute, why would people do that? Now, our government says, because they hate our liberty. Oh, please, please, please don't go there. You see, this all ties into peace through war. It's the same concept. It makes, you know, when I get the two names confused, Barack Obama was made president, elected president. I should made president was probably right. You know, I said made president. You want to know something? That's probably closer to the truth. Isn't that amazing? I just thought of that. I said, oh, we made president. No, he was elected. No, he was probably made president. But let's not go there now. When he was elected president, or I said before he was, actually, he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. He's now a laureate. And what he said that time, when he was given the Peace Prize, he says, U.S. must uphold moral standards when waging wars that are necessary and justified. Now, is it possible that anyone could really understand what that means? What moral standards? If you have moral standards, you wouldn't go to war. If you have no moral standards, you would go to war. But to uphold something that you cannot identify. And we buy that. See, we buy that. We go, oh, yes, see, he's a peace-loving, thought-provoking person. He's really brilliant, you know? Yeah, he's brilliant in that he says things that mean absolutely nothing, that you cannot define, you cannot pin down, and we are so stupid. We are so incredibly ignorant and stupid. It is unbelievable that we go, oh, yeah, well, that's why he's president. Well, that's why you're an idiot. I'll read that again. The U.S. must uphold moral standards when waging wars. What the hell does that mean? What the hell could that mean? Oh, that are necessary and justified. Well, what makes it necessary? Now, if I'm just walking down the street, minding my own business, just I'm going to the grocery store for my wife, bring, 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 a nice guy, bring, 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 enjoying the weather, bring, 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 nice guy, not doing anything, right? And some person comes up to me with a gun and whatever and wants to kill me. You know, I defend myself. I don't go to war with that person. I defend myself. And guess what, folks? We don't have a Department of War. We had one during World War II. We took it away. We changed it to the Department of Defense. You see, in that case, I'm defending myself. Now, if you consider defending yourself as war, you got a different story now. Now you're talking about defense. You're not talking about war, you're talking about defense. We never talk defense. We never even use that term, defense. We said we have the Department of Defense, and then we shove that term in the back room, never to be uttered again. You know, we went to Afghanistan. We said, you know, the president defended going to Afghanistan. He says, because we are using force in Afghanistan, he says, to bring lasting peace. Have I lost my mind again? I lost my mind so many times, I am beyond crazy. We went to Afghanistan. Used force to bring upon lasting peace. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Why wasn't that guy impeached then? I mean, why wasn't it just said, you know, not impeached, because he wasn't president then. You know, why don't we just say, hey, you know, we made a mistake. You know, we thought you had a half a brain cell. You don't even have a half a brain cell. You can't be president. You're a whack job. At that point, he should have been dishonored as a president. He should have been taken off the ballot. But we buy that. And we know how we buy it, because look at the people celebrating in the street when someone was killed, or Osama bin Laden is killed, and we're in the street celebrating. Folks, I don't stand. You know, we talk about we take extraordinary efforts. What is that supposed to mean? It's whatever they wanted to believe it mean. And they know because they have trained our minds not to think in the government schools. And they took critical thinking totally out of the picture altogether. That they can say anything and we can believe it. And let's stop facilitating identification so I can wet my whistle.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio.
Folks, I'm back. This is Joe Cristiano. I'm your host of Liberty Talk Radio. Our call-in number is 888-773-4496. I know it's early in the morning, you know. I know this is early in the morning. It's only 6:50, almost 10 minutes to 7 a.m. But we do, if you are listening and you're groggy, all you have to do is pick up your cell phone and dial 888-773-4496 or 646-652-4620. Of course, we welcome your comments anytime to comments@libertytalkradio.com. Well, folks, I really have a problem with all of this peace through war. Most people believe that war is necessary or inevitable. Why? And the justification when I read about this stuff, they say, because it's in our nature. No, it's not our nature. You want to know something? I'll be honest with you. I never wanted to wage war. I never wanted to take a gun, shoot somebody, or go in a foxhole and have someone shoot at me. You know, never got up and said, waging war today, kill a few people, and then I'll go shopping. I never thought of that. Because it's not in the minds of people. In fact, isn't it in the minds of people not to wage war? Think about it. We don't get up in the morning saying we want to put ourselves in mortal danger. Now, we may skydive and get some kicks out of that. But we take all the precautions in the world that we don't get hurt, neither does anyone else get hurt. You see what I mean? It is not in our nature to be at war. But the people who seek office have motives, ulterior motives, right, that they don't tell us about when we vote for them. And those motives usually revolve around money and power. And money and power requires that we take it from somebody else. That they can tax us so much, and when that ends, we got to take it from somebody else. And as these are people who seek office. And just think, the people who seek office, high office that is, not the dog catcher, your city councilman and stuff like that. That may be an exception, But the people who seek really, really high office, get there because there's powerful things at work there. Of the powerful forces, I should say, forces at work, and that's the right term, because what they're doing is they're putting themselves in a position where they can gain a tremendous amount of money and power, and they can only gain so much from you and me. The rest they get, they have to get from somebody else. And I'll give you an example. You get an aircraft company that makes jet planes, right? They may give tons of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars to someone's campaign, hoping that when that person gets in office, that they don't wage peace, that's for sure. Because if they wage peace, guess what? No airplanes are built. No. That we want to encourage them, build another aircraft carrier. You're going to need another few hundred planes on an aircraft carrier. you know. And of course, you're going to lose one airplane a week in landing and accidents, you know. So that keeps us in business infinitum, into the tunes of billions upon billions and billions of dollars, sometimes trillions of dollars. That's where it is, folks. See, you and I, we get up in the morning, we got to go to work, struggle for X number of dollars an hour, come home, pay our taxes, pay our bills. And in our bills, there's taxes all over the place. You know, I love that. Everything we buy is taxed to hell. You know, our phone bill, there's more taxes on my phone bill than there is phone charges. You know, I buy gasoline, there's tons of taxes on gasoline. You know, we're taxed up to the hilt. And spare me this garbage of, you know, our tax rates are the lowest it's been in years, you know, we're the lowest tax. Bull. You know, my home taxes went up $300 this year alone. And I don't have a fancy house. I can guarantee, no fancy house here, kids. Okay, guys? No fancy house. And yet, it went up $300. So don't tell me my taxes are going down. All the taxes are going up. In fact, this morning, right before the show, I had papers on my desk, and one thing on my desk is what? It's the my registration for my motorcycle. Big deal, right? Big deal. Registration for a motorcycle. It's a 2004 Vespa 49cc, $84. That's a tax, folks. That's a tax. And when they can't get any more out of us, they wage war, and they take it off someone else. We have a caller. Let's see what the call has to say. Caller, you're on the air. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, this is Tony in Ohio. Can you hear me?
Yes, Tony. Thank you for calling Liberty
How
Talk
you doing?
Radio. I'm doing all right. You know, I'm 68 years old. My birthday was last week, and I think half of me are falling apart. I'm trying to glue it back together again. I'll be honest with you, you know.
Well, I hope you feel better and realize that we're all going to get old, so yeah. you're not alone.
Yeah. I don't feel bad, you know, but, you know, I always think like I'm 30, you know, I want to do a triathlon again, you know, and things like that, and you realize that it's strange, you know, really strange. You don't know what it is to get old. I mean, because we never experienced it. And then all of a sudden you get up one morning and there's something you can't do. You know, I had a thumb that stopped working on me, and I had an operation on my thumb because it stopped. What a thumb didn't stop up. I never thought of that before, you know, but it just stopped. I couldn't write, you know. And these things go on, you know, and all of a sudden you don't have your balance like you used to have before. You don't know where this stuff comes from, you know. You don't know what to do. Doctors don't know what to say. They want to give you pills that make you sick, but that's about it. All right, enough of my complaining. Tony, what's on your mind?
Nothing. I called in your show maybe two or three other times over the course of a few years now, and I just really appreciate your show. You've really opened up my eyes to a lot of things. I've become fervently libertarian, and I mean with a small L. I don't mean by the party.
I understand.
Since listening to your show the first time, I was already leaning that way, but some of the things you discuss on your show, especially some of the fallacies regarding economics, kind of opened my eyes, led me to read a couple books, Henry Hazlitt's Economics in One Lesson, stuff like that.
Yeah, oh, that's a great book, yeah. Well, thank you for the compliment. That's the ultimate compliment, by the way, Tony. You know, I couldn't send you a check big enough, you know, to thank you. I'll be honest with you, you know. But I really appreciate you saying that because it's awfully lonely out here, you know, very, very lonely. I get asked to participate in many talk show host things, and you know, I just don't care for them. I mean, I don't like the way they do things usually. You know, some are okay, you know, but you know, if I'm going to listen to something, I want to learn something. You know, when I read an article, you know, when I read an article, Tony, I want to walk away mad. I want to be angry. I'm not angry at at the author of the article. I'm angry at myself that I didn't think about it. You know, and that's what I want this radio station to be. I want people to go, damn, what didn't I think about that? Darn it, that's a good point. Or, darn it, that's a lousy point. Call me on the carpet for it, you know? Like one time I read an article. It was like six pages long. And the article was, it's time for us to get, you know, I want to give back. You know, like people become multimillionaires and they say, well, it's time for me to give back. And it was a scathing article on what a ridiculous statement that was. It was like six pages long, and I read the whole. I was at a coffee shop. I never forget. I read the whole thing, and I'm sitting there going, "This is absolutely right. What a dumb statement that is." But I would never have thought of that. I was like, "Oh, that's nice. He's giving back. He's giving back for what?" He says, "This guy worked like crazy, day and night, created jobs. He did more to build America than anything else. What is it to give back? People should be given to him." And it was a good point. I mean, I can go on and on about the article, but I'm just saying, and I walked away angry with myself, saying, now why did I just take that concept that we're born with, we hear all the time on television, and we read about it all the time, and then we say, oh, we accept it as fact, and it's not a fact. In fact, it's 100% wrong, and I hope the station does some of that. By the way, do you have a question or a comment that you'd like to make, Tony, or an argument?
But you're saying peace through war was the topic of the show here, and I had a theory on that.
Sure.
I've been espousing it for a while, but I meet a lot of resistance because it goes against conventional thinking. But my take on it is that, I mean, not only is that Orwellian doublespeak, obviously, you know, and the same thing they're doing with what they, you know, say when they say, you know, we're going to cut spending by raising taxes, you know, that kind of doublespeak. But, I mean, I think there's a way to avoid wars in general, and I don't think people want to do it because it goes so much against their conventions and so much against what they've been raised to think. I think if you make it voluntary, in not just the sense of membership in your military, but you make it voluntary in the sense that you volunteer for a particular action, a particular war, a particular whatever, maybe not battle the battle within a war, you know, micromanaging the war like that, but in the sense that, do you want to go help the Japanese after their earthquake? Everybody raise their hand that wants to go, or step forward, or whatever. Okay, you guys will go. And then it goes on and on from there. And then the funding aspect, where I think you'd probably agree with me, at least to some regard, that taxation is theft. So in my world, you know, people don't need to be taxed in order to fund the military. I mean, if it's truly a righteous cause, the funding will be there in donations. So, I mean, the only really ethical way, I think, to conduct any type of war and to be assured that it's self-defense and not just self-defense in the vision of the person leading your country or your whatever, it would have to be fully funded by donations, and then it would have to be fully voluntary on the part of the soldier individually, and then the righteousness of the cause will expire when the funding expires or when the voluntary nature of your manpower in the military expires. Right now what we have is a system where everybody's brainwashed into believing that we have a volunteer military when, in fact, it's not really true. I mean, they recruit children out of school, and then when you volunteer, quote-unquote, you're doing it most of the time for college money, begging and hoping that there's not going to be a war, and there always is, and it's never for self-defense. So if we want to get to a situation where self-defense is the only action, then we have to get in a situation where it's voluntary, because people don't voluntarily die for causes they don't believe in.
You know, Tony, that's brilliant. I mean, I'm not mimicking you. That is brilliant. Every war is voluntary. I love that. That is great. You don't want to give. You don't believe in the war. You don't give. That's right, because taxation is theft. I mean, you know, and what they're doing now is they're not really taxing us. They're just printing money and they're inflating our currency. So, you know, the war in Afghanistan is not even booked. I mean, this is all off the balance sheet items. I try to do that with my company. They want to put me in jail, you know. But, you know, it's amazing that you're right. That we but see, that what you've just done is you've made a breakthrough. Just like that, when I read that article about, you know, it's time for me to give back and stuff like that, and I got angry. Now I'm angry with myself. I should have thought of that. And I'm glad you called it and you said that, because that's true. We say, fine, if you really believe we had to go to war, fine, go to war. But you know what? When we say go to war, what are we saying? Are we saying, are we defending ourselves? When you think about it, all the wars that we've been in, none of them, none, absolutely zero, and we can get into each one and argue for hours, but none of them, you know, were we attacked. And that includes World War II, by the way, because I can argue that. But basically, we have never been attacked. It's always we went to war. We weren't just sitting here saying, oh, just a nice day and being nice guys and not meddling in other people's affairs and not screwing things up around the world and whatever and, you know, and harming other people. And then all of a sudden someone started attacking us. Never happened. But even when you think of that, Tony, I have to stop. Let me stop for station identification. Just hold on 1 second, please. I get in trouble because every time people are like, you didn't do that. And they holler at me. Hold on a second.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio.
Folks, this is Liberty Talk Radio. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano. We have a caller on the line. We'd love to have another caller on the line. Please call toll-free, 888-773-4496. If you have a cell phone, you can call direct if you'd like at 646-652-4620. I mentioned the second number only because we've had that number for about 5 years, and I don't want to think people think that we moved or something like that. We just got a toll-free number in addition to that one. Of course, your comments are always welcome to comments@libertytalkradio.com. Tony, before I forget, do you have a Liberty Talk Radio T-shirt?
Yes, I do. I have a burgundy colored one that you sent me.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure that you did have one. Okay, thank you. But you know, then it becomes a definition of war. When we say war, are we just saying war between one nation and another nation, or are we just talking about aggression? I can't even define war. Now we traditionally.
When I think of war, I think of it in self-defense. I don't think of it as an aggressive thing. But I mean, obviously, that definition's been co-opted. But you're right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But what if I'm walking down the street and someone punches me in the nose for no reason, and I punch him back? Isn't that basically a personal war?
Sure.
Yeah. So my point being is that if we can justify going to Afghanistan and doing all the stuff that we do, you know, Korea, Germany, whatever, if we can justify that, well, then why can't we justify that on a personal level? And you see, once you do that, it doesn't make any sense. And hold on a second. We have someone else on the line. Let's see what they have to say. Because we are running out of time. We only got 10 minutes to go. Oops, hold on. There it is. Call up area code 510. You're on the air. Your first name and where you're calling from, please.
Oh, my first name is DeMarco, and I'm calling from Oakland. I'm kind of listening to what you're saying, and I kind of disagree, even though we were not messed with by them, but still their views kind of like dehumanized people. If you didn't believe in their type of religion, they kind of dehumanized you, and it made it right that they can do these certain things to you. And what makes you, and just because they didn't come in and attack us first, what makes you think they're gonna stop at us? Because they have killed.
Yeah. That's a valid point, DeMarco. First of all, I like to tell you that I'm an Oakland Raider fan.
Good.
Yeah. Daryl LaMonica. I remember Daryl LaMonica and Otis Sistrunk, University of Mars. You know, I did Kenny Stabler. I go way back with the Oakland Raiders, you know. I hope they do well this coming season. Anyway, but you make a good point. You see, this is a problem, DeMarco. And by the way, thank you very much for calling in, especially this time in the morning. We only have about 8 minutes to go. Unfortunately, we lose our line because I only asked for about 45 minutes worth of bandwidth, so they're going to shut me off soon. But here's my point, is that we think of war as black and white. Well, what if someone came up to you and pushed you and said, "You no good bum," boom. What really, what's the first thing that you would say? The very, very first thing you would say to that person?
The first thing I would say, I would first say, "What is your problem?"
Right, exactly. Thank you. Let's stop right there. You say, "What did you do that for?" Right? I mean, that'd be my friend. I mean, you know, what's your problem? What did you do that for? What did you hit me for? I don't know who you are. Right? We would want to understand, fully understand why. If the guy says, "Oh my God, I thought you were, is your name Harry? You know that, you know, you stole my money the other day." You say, "No, my name is DeMarco." He says, "Oh, I'm sorry. Can I buy you a drink?" Right? Yeah, we do that. You know, we want to, "What did you do that for?" But when it comes to countries, understand this, when it comes to countries, all those rules change. Everything that has to do with human nature, human nature doesn't count anymore. Mother Nature, out the window. And what we do is we go, "We must be to war, to bing, bada, bing, bada," and we give you these inane reasons why we have to go to war, and we buy it, and we say, "Well, you know, we got to go to war." We don't say, "Wait a minute, excuse me, why are we going? Well, you know, they hate our freedom, so we're going to go there and kill them all." You know, you go, "Wait, no, that doesn't make any sense." And then we should do with Tony this. You say, "Fine, you want to go to war, DeMarco? Fine. You finance the war. I'm not doing that. You know, I'm going to take my money. I'm going to take my girlfriend out. You know, I'm going to have a nice steak dinner." But you see what I mean? Is that is our whole notion of war and why we get involved in it. Do you know that historians are still arguing, and they argue vehemently, about how World War I started and why it even started in the first place? Oh, there's theories, but no one knows why. And it's amazing that we literally kill ourselves. And if you can ask yourself, why are you killing yourself? You go, well, I'm killing myself because there's a guy in another country where I can't even find on a map hates my freedom. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But our minds have been so distorted that we buy everything that comes into our head. Everything that is said. I mean, the president can get on TV and say, ladies and gentlemen, I am now pronouncing the moon a cube. It is not round, it is a cube. We would all say, oh man, it's a cube. You know, it just looks round. We would not say, well, wait a minute, where did you get that stupid information from? All we'd have to do is why. You know, why did airplanes go into the World Trade Center? Why? I mean, we're not going to discuss this now. We never asked why. The public never demanded. We want to know why. Because if we knew the reason why, you know what we'd say? Ha-ha. I guess I don't like it. It was a terrible act. But I understand why they did it. Don't like it? Not the right thing. Not a good thing. But I understand. That's where we don't go.
But that's the thing. As individuals, we react when we have understanding. But when you deal with more than just one person, you're dealing with a whole group of people. You can't stop everybody and say, why did you do it? No, okay, now why did you do it? Because on the flip side, they have their reasons. Somebody on their side has their reasons too. It may have been religious. It may have been because they don't like what we do. Hey, somebody else might have a reason because he don't like McDonald's.
But what if you can analyze it? I mean, like in the case of suicide terrorism, there's been a great book written. It's called Dying to Win, the Logic of Suicide Terrorism. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's actually statistically findable that you can find why these people do stuff. You know what I mean? And maybe you can't just directly ask them, but you can simply look at the acts that they commit and the outliers around it, and you can find that, like, the number one cause of suicide terrorism isn't being a Muslim, which a lot of people would be surprised about that. The number one cause is foreign occupation by a group that has a different religion than the native group. So if, in the case of the Tamil Tigers, they're actually atheist communists, but even though they're Marxist and they're atheists, they attack suicide bomb style, and were the leading group in the world for a long time, if not still, I don't know. But at the time the book was written, they were the number one group in all the world, and they were atheists, and they were attacking Hindus. So mm-hmm. It's like, you know what I mean? We boil it down to associations because we look for patterns that aren't there when we couldn't study it and find out.
And that's the problem, you know, and to me that's the problem with Americans themselves. That if they actually looked at it, and they'll see that it's not just Muslims that have that do suicide bombings. Kamikazes back in World War II, mm-hmm. the Japanese like were actually controlled bombs that they drove into submarines. So it's not just them. So I kind of just take that aspect of it, and I throw that out the window. And I want and when I look at when I hear people say. When I hear everything about religion, I think about the times when I sat in church and people screaming hallelujah, jumping around about terms like God's gonna crush, he should crush certain people, he crushed Satan, severed the head of all this other stuff, and I'm like, wow, this is what people do. People are so into. Sometimes are so into their own religion that you, the person, are not a person because you are looked at as a demon. And I kind of understand why they did it because they dehumanized us. But I'm saying, does it make it wrong for us still to go to war for it, even though we know, even with understanding.
But DeMarco,
if you steal the money from one person to fund it and force another's child to go against their will,
that child's not going against. No one's going against their will. You can actually. You don't have to go into the military, but
The idea that the soldiers volunteer for each action is false. They only volunteer to join for college money. They're not there to fight most of the time.
That's right.
It doesn't matter.
That's a lot of fallacy.
When I was going to join the Marines, I didn't join the Marines simply because I didn't like the way they were handled.
When they stop recruiting in high schools, then you can make this argument.
Tony, I have to cut you off because I only have about a minute and a half left. I'm awfully sorry. This is a great discussion. I wish I had more bandwidth, but I don't. I'm running out. But I'd like to make one final comment. I think, DeMarco, you make an excellent point in that we even hear in church that God is taking vengeance upon. Now, he's not doing that. I mean, this is what this particular person is interpreting or saying or whatever. And so we even learn in our religions that it's okay. I mean, if God can come down and wipe out an entire city for whatever reason, you know, well, it must be okay. We can go in to another country and wipe out. So even religions, as peaceful as they say that they are, you know, they advocate war. And I have to get off the air. And DeMarco, if you don't have a Liberty Talk Radio T-shirt, please email me with your a mailing address and T-shirt size, and I'd love to send you one. Okay. And DeMarco, thank you so much for calling in. Please do so again. I'm sorry we have to cut short. And Tony, thank you for being a listener also and calling in. I appreciate it. And you guys have a good day. Okay. All right. Bye bye now.
You too.
Boy, that was terrific. I love that. I just absolutely love that. We had a wonderful. Whoops, this is too loud. Let me bring this down. Boy, we had a great program, and we don't have much time. This is the end of today's program. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. Ranch Acres Audiology is a family hearing practice at 3227 East 31st Street in Tulsa. They may be reached at area code 918-749-7711. Call them for all your hearing needs. You'll be glad you did. Folks, you can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends, and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.